The Gaiety, there is a production of Fidelio on at the moment. Sinead Campbell-Wallace on the old standby at the moment. Hopefully all will work out. But in the meantime, shall we bring in a bit of Beethoven? Well, it seems appropriate to me. It certainly does. We've been talking about Fidelio, and it's Sinead Campbell-Wallace. I want to have a chat with. What was that, Bart? Was that? Well, hang on a second now. Was that Mirist so wunderbar? What do you think? That's not too bad, Sinead, is it?
That's not too bad
it's
at
not
all.
Too bad. It's not quite.
Yeah.
It's not quite man on stage, but it's not
well,
bad either.
Well, I've heard worse, Marty.
Well, thank you for that kind word. It's you from a distance. Sinead Campbell-Wallace with me this morning. Good morning. I should say, Fidelio, or I should say Leonora, or whatever. But Sinead, good to have you on the radio.
Thank you, Marty. Lovely to be with you this morning.
Certainly. So, look, first things first, how have you been during this lovely time that we've all had?
You just had to sort of find other things to do as an artist. So I was lucky in the sense that I actually did two festivals at Salzburg in Austria over the period of lockdown, because they continued, they fought bravely on. I had that, and then I did some wonderful streaming online work with Irish National Opera, which was lovely. And so kind of, you know, kept a toe in the water.
Yes.
But was also lovely. I have two children, and you know what? It was lovely to have that time at home with them, because...
Are they very small people?
They are. My son just turned 7 the other day, and my daughter is turning 10.
You see?
So
that's, all right.
They're growing up.
Yeah, I know. Well, listen, my two still live at home as well, and they're considerably older than that.
Oh, Lord.
But I've loved the company. We've loved it. We've loved it,
I know.
It's a great... And
it's been special. It has been special.
There is no question. Now listen, I've seen the poster of you at the Irish National Opera at the window, the barred window. Have you got the hair chopped? What's going on there?
No, I haven't got the hair chopped. So is this a production shot?
Yes, they've sent a picture.
So I have a lot of hair.
Yes, but it's hidden.
You know, as you know.
Yes.
And it's all very, very cleverly wrapped up under a hat.
Oh, we should explain why. Because you're playing the part of a fella.
I am. I'm playing the part of a fella.
I think it's an impossibility, but good luck with it anyway.
Sopranos don't get to do that very often. It's always the mezzo the mezzos get to play the lads.
Absolutely.
So it's great fun.
I bet it is. Now we better explain. It's Fidelio, which is at the Gaiety.
Yes.
Now the Gaiety, being on stage in the Gaiety. Are you getting it through?
God.
Yeah.
Sunday was just. We opened on Sunday night.
You did.
Sunday evening, and it was. I have to say, I mean, I know it sounds a little bit cliche, but it was electric. It was amazing just to be there. The energy from the audience, the minute, you know, we walked out onto the stage, you could feel it. The buzz, the fizz of the anticipation. And then at the end, the relief that here we were, back in the theatre where we should be, with an audience who are the most important element of everything. And it was just joyous and quite emotional, actually.
I bet it was. But let's also go further. An audience, yes, but an orchestra and a chorus.
A full orchestra.
And a chorus.
Orchestra,
you know?
Full chorus and a wonderful chorus.
I mean, that's the thing now.
It was just fantastic, really.
Yeah.
And I think the general consensus afterwards was just, people absolutely loved it.
It's lovely to have opera at the Gaiety too, isn't it? It's lovely.
Oh, wonderful. Such an amazing theatre, amazing space.
Now, this piece, Fidelio, this is Beethoven's only opera. Getting into the role, have you played it before?
Funnily enough, I played this role like literally directly before lockdown. So last kind of February 2020, just before everything locked down, we did, Lyric Opera Productions did perform two performances of Fidelio at the National Concert Hall.
Yes.
So that was actually I did it just before, and now coming back after is wonderful.
Yeah.
So it's a fantastic role. It's very demanding in a way that only Beethoven, can be, I think.
Mm.
Yes, so she's this amazing, very strong, very empowered woman, so it's very timely. And she enters this very male-dominated environment in this prison because she believes that her husband is being falsely imprisoned there. He's a political prisoner. And in order to infiltrate that whole system, she gets dressed up as a boy.
Yes.
Fidelio, and thus hair up in the under the hat, and she manages to kind of wheedle her way in, get to know the right people, and she pulls off a great sort of feat, in the sense that she does then eventually in Act Two get down to the cellars where they're keeping him,
where the husband is, and the whole idea of this. It's interesting when we think about it, because it's so much opera is bad news, isn't it?
Yeah.
The story, it doesn't go well. I always say, well, who's going to pass away in this one? It's always like that.
And well, you love Puccini, don't you, Marty?
Well, I'm afraid I do.
That's Puccini's
I know, but he's here to break my heart, and he does it every time without fail.
I
love Puccini, and very taken with Verdi too, but I love Puccini. But this is a different take.
Oh, this is, and you know what? It's because of where we're at in the world at the
yes.
moment with everything.
Yeah.
It is absolutely a joy to finish the opera on literally on that kind of high note of
yes.
hope
yes.
and joy and love and that everything's worked out, and it's just it's fantastic.
I
really
think it
fantastic.
Is. Now I just want to play a little piece of the overture. Now it goes on for about 72 hours, so
right.
We just play a little bit of it. This is the overture. Oh, terrific. This is the Lucerne Festival Orchestra playing the overture to Beethoven's Fidelio. Claudio Abbado doing the conducting. Have a listen to this. There it is, just the overture from Fidelio. I'm chatting with Sinead Campbell-Wallace, who's a boy and a girl and a boy and a girl and a boy and a girl, every night and until Saturday. Am I right? Saturday, Friday?
That's
Saturday 13th,
right.
That's yep. right. Because, yep. we just to make the point, Gaiety Theatre, lads and lassies, and there are various prices, but gaietytheatre.ie if you want to get all the details. When it comes to what's going on here with you and the INO, Fergus Shiel, he's just incredible, isn't he?
Oh, amazing. I mean, what he's done with, bringing the company to life, first of all, but all the energy and the innovation that's gone into it thus far
Correct.
Has been just incredible. And he has assembled an absolute whopper of a cast
right.
for this Fidelio. I mean, the singing is just fantastic, top drawer, and such wonderful, wonderful colleagues. I mean, it's a real feat.
He is. And then he goes and conducts the thing. Like he wouldn't have enough to be doing, being the artistic director. Because most artistic directors would kind of say, well, that's grand now. I think we might go for dinner on this one. No, he decides to conduct it as well, isn't he, Gaz?
I know.
Yeah, but
I know.
He leaves, yeah, he eats, sleeps, and drinks it, you see. You see, I think that's what it is, you know.
That's it.
Which is terrific.
100% committed.
Now,
yep,
the gaiety finishes on Saturday, and then what happens to Miss Sinead Campbell-Wallace? Where does she head to?
Miss Sinead
Campbell-Wallace.
Well, it is. Oh my goodness!
Yes,
and what a joy and what a relief! Yeah. So after this, I go. I do a little stint up at Scottish Opera, with the lovely folk up there. A Puccini gala, actually, Mark.
You do not.
I'm delighted to know.
When's this happening?
I do. This is happening on December the 12th in Glasgow, and all your favourites.
You're
your
joking.
Favorites. Yes, and then more Puccini. I go to English National Opera to sing Mimi there. After
really?
That. So,
La Bohème.
Yeah.
Which is always a joy. What are you doing in Scotland? Are you doing?
So in the gala, we're sort of doing highlights. Obviously, we're doing Bohème. We're doing Tosca. Two of Tosca, but also I'm delving into, which I haven't done before, into Manon Lescaut.
Thank
which
God.
I didn't know.
I'm always. Roaring at people. Why is that never on?
Oh my God, it's wonderful.
But it has the most beautiful music.
Absolutely stunning music. So I'm doing the duet, the beautiful love duet and the aria from that. And then also La Fanciulla del West, which I wasn't so aware of. I mean, I was aware of it, but I didn't know it. And that's also another fantastic.
That's
fantastic
a mad
piece.
Yoke.
It's nice to kind of delve into the lesser note, you know what I mean? Yeah, ones that aren't maybe performed
but
so.
But it is mad. It's all over the shop. It's great fun.
Oh, it's all over the shop.
Oh,
yeah,
completely and utterly like someone's on medication, that one.
Yeah.
But that's not about, you know what I mean? But that's good too, because I love that sort of stuff too. Because isn't that the excitement of it? Now, hang on. So the Puccini Gala is Scottish Opera, am I right?
That's right, yes.
And then
I go down to London English National Opera's Bohème. Yeah,
ooh,
yeah.
For the, right, the, yeah right. So that's fun. Is that fantastic. Up to Christmas or through Christmas or into the new
that
year?
That is the show. We start rehearsing at the end of December. The shows are from the end of January to the end of February.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
So it's so it'll be a
that's great.
Nice,
well, you're on the road again, kiddo. That's the thing,
I know,
I'm afraid.
I know, but it's lovely to be on the road again.
It is. And there's no point, you know, people kind of say, oh, we'll have to be this. No, it's terrific. The great thing, of course, now, which is what's happened, is that you can come back here with the INO because they're busy and they're up and running and they're doing such good stuff.
I know.
You know?
And this is the first of other projects. Which,
will you be involved in some of the other
exciting.
Ones?
I will, good I will. And I'm so looking forward to it. Yeah, it's a fantastic company. Fantastic.
They must be very proud in Wexford of Miss Sinead Campbell-Wallace, aren't they?
They are. And also for Kellyanne Masterson, who's also in our cast, who's also a Wexford woman.
Oh,
so
look.
There you go.
You see, sometimes you don't have to look far. No, sometimes you don't have to look far.
Flying the purple and gold.
We were down, look at you. We were down there for the Wexford Festival Opera. It was great fun again. And
wonderful.
They kept it at 60% because that was the deal. Yeah. Now, how was the gaiety? What way is the gaiety working? Is it more than that now?
Gaiety, we had capacity.
There you go.
I believe we had capacity the other night. And I think it's selling very well. So it's just fantastic. It really is. It really is wonderful.
Well, listen, I want to wish you well. Now you're going to have to help me on this one. There is the trio, or we duet would probably be better, wouldn't it? Is that Onemlose Freude? Is that Onemlose Freude? Is that
Onemlose Freude?
Namenlose Freude.
The duet.
Very close to what I said.
Yeah. the wonderful duet from Act Two.
That's
between
Florestan
and Leonora.
Florestan, which actually we have Nina Stem doing it, and Jonas Kaufman. He does his best. He does his best.
Fantastic.
You know,
fantastic. You know, he tries.
If only he'd give more projection, he'd be terrific.
I know exactly.
He is phenomenal, isn't he? He really is phenomenal.
I know, he's wonderful.
Lovely time. Every time I talk with you, you could pretend if you wanted to be Moya Doherty, because you sound very similar, the two of you. You speak in the same.
Do I?
You do,
oh,
both of you. She's a pal of mine for years. But it's funny just to hear the two of you speak very similar. And it's probably common education. Probably good people, I'd say. Good background. Anyway,
yes,
you sound
exactly.
like each other. You could spoof people. It's a good thing.
Lovely.
Look, Sinead, thanks so much for joining us. And just to let people know that the show continues, Fidelio, at the Gaiety until Saturday. And thank you so much.
Marty.
You take care. God bless. Bye for now. Cheers. So just a reminder again, it's at the Gaiety. IrishNationalOpera.ie is one way, or GaietyTheatre.ie if you want to get the tickets. But it continues tonight, Thursday, then Friday, and Saturday, 7:30. Be aware. 7:30 is the time. Various price tickets there. And thanks again to Sinead Campbell-Wallace, and nice to talk with her today. Here's that final piece then, Nameless Freude from Beethoven's Fidelio.
Listening to Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM.